welcome to another episode of Chimpians UK.
Top of the morning.
So, I'm Mark the GM, and if you'd like to introduce yourselves and who you're playing.
Hello, I'm Scott. I'm playing Fadak.
I'm Paul, and I play Gentleman Jim. Looks like a little green alien.
So yeah, last session we were introduced to our two new heroes, who are obviously slightly on the greyer side of the security services. And yes, they were interviewing a squaddie to follow up some sort of very strange financial transactions. And they narrowed that down to, yes, he was being paid off for passing logistical data to a faceless contact, exchanging that information in a bus station in a mutually held locker. His memories of the person he first met were a bit hazy, but I think it was apparent that he'd been somewhat, for want of a better word, groomed for a few weeks before this offer was made to him. And yeah, you guys had followed that up and found that the pickup seems to happen on the first of the month from this locker, usually sort of just at the tail ends of rush hour, around 6 o'clock-ish. You checked CCTV footage to get a rough time, and yeah. Although not on the dot, it's, you know, somewhere around that time, between half five and half six, when the bus station where these lockers are located is relatively busy. So I'm assuming that, so there was a couple of days to go, and I think we said that you were kicking your heels somewhat and waiting for that date to come around, weren't you? Is that right?
Yeah,
that's right.
So I'm going to presume, well, I mean, you tell me what time you want to get there. Obviously, Jim has a few problems with crowded spaces.
You could always watch from the CCTV control room if you wanted.
Yeah, I am, up until the point. Well, I'd rather be there so I can do my mind tricks on him.
As relatively experienced operatives, I'm going to assume that you've checked the place out a little bit. Would you just roll me a perception each, just to give me an idea of roughly, you know, how good an image you have of the layout of this place?
Okie dokie. Yeah, make my perception by 5.
So you made yours by quite a lot. I won't make you make yours, Jim, because Fathak has obviously weighed it up anyway. The bus station section of the shopping centre. I was going to say mall, trying to convert it into American, and the bus station. is sort of a set of main doors going into it from the main shopping centre, and as you enter to the left, there is what is arguably a cafe, which is really almost just an internal building, brick building built within the bus station. It's only small. It's only got, you know, like a counter frontage, a few tables and chairs outside of it. Pretty cheap ones as well. It seems, you know, foot traffic mostly. People, you know, pick up a drink or, you know, a bit of confectionery as they're going to get the bus. Not many people actually, you know, sit down and have a drink and a cake there or anything. But the facilities are there to do that. And then to the right are the public toilets, and beyond those is like a waiting room area, which is just a sort of glass-fronted with a door, not particularly secure or anything. And at the back of there is where the lockers are.
Yeah.
And then they all sort of face the bays that the buses pull into. And, you know, so you've scoped the place out a little bit, and as I say, probably more you, yeah, Fathak, than Jim. Maybe Jim's done it from the CCTV room. And, yeah, the foot traffic during the day through here is pretty steady anyway, but, yeah, rush hours, early morning. Shower in the evening. It's pretty busy. The control room, unfortunately, is probably a good 5 or 6 minutes by foot.
All right, okay.
To get from there to here, you know, it's tucked away in the bowels, you know, where the general public don't see. So unfortunately, you'd have a bit of a... Yeah, see something going down. Jim would doubtfully get here in time. The shopping centre's got, you know, a bit of security. The sort of security you'd expect in a shopping centre, you know, this is the UK. For those who aren't in the UK listeners, they're, you know, security are not armed. And primarily seems to be people who are maybe ex-army, you know, just sort of grunts or whatever in their late 40s, early 50s, or people, you know, heading towards retirement age. So, possibly competent in their day, some of them, but... yeah, you wouldn't like to rely on them in a tight spot. So on the day, it's up to you how you scope this out, or how you position yourselves, I presume, playing the waiting game.
So if you recall, I'd put a note in the locker.
I do,
saying,
yes.
saying, look behind you.
Yeah.
I am actually... I was going to sort of position myself, yeah, sort of like 15, 20 foot away from the locker. Hopefully, there's not much traffic, you know, people wandering around in that area.
So yeah, the lockers are at the back of the waiting room, so there's a bit of traffic through there, people, you know,
okay,
waiting for the buses. But it seems that, the majority of people are obviously, especially at that time, going to get a bus home or so that they're in and out pretty quick and probably don't go via the waiting room, but there is some traffic in
there. But not much.
There's, you know, obviously road seating in there, so you can easily find a seat to sit down and watch the lectures.
Well,
not particular.
I was going to make myself invisible.
Okay.
So trace the tattoos, you know, around the top of my shoulder and disappear from sight.
Okay, Jim, what's your plan?
I'm going to sit in the calf.
The odd person sits there for maybe 10 minutes, waits for their bus and has a drink, and then suddenly shoots off as their bus arrives. Can you just roll me 3d6 though, Jim, as well, please? Yeah, that's fine. So, yeah, luckily, you know, as I say, it is foot traffic at the cafe, so people move through. So, yeah, it's a little uncomfortable for you, but it's not as uncomfortable as maybe as if you were queuing near the buses and possibly the waiting room. The only problem you have sat at the cafe is your best view of the waiting room is, unfortunately, there's this toilet block between you and the waiting room. I mean, you can see if you sit, you know, position yourself right, you can see the frontage of the waiting room, so you'll be able to see people coming in and out. And because of the location of the cafe, you can also see people coming into the main entrance of the bus station as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you would assume that anyone coming in will probably either be getting off a bus or coming through that entrance. And of course, you have mind link between the two of you, so you're, which I had forgotten about, which you were, so you're on constant communication.
Yes, that's what I was relying on. And also, security guard, we're going to prime through the day to send us a text if he sees him walking through the shopping centre.
Okay, can you roll me a persuasion?
I just want to point out that my invisibility is also to mental.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So
your mind link won't work while that's up.
Yeah, it's invisibility to sight, hearing, smell, taste, mental, and touch, and has no fringe. So it is off the radar.
Yeah. And I think, you know, you would both know this. You'd be working together for a while. So you could rely on more conventional means, you know.
However,
radios or whatever.
Headset.
If anything happens, you will know because I'll be visible and back in contact.
Right. Persuasion. I think persuasion.
Just roll me 3d6 then. You need to get under 9 plus a fifth of your... Ooh, what would it be? Presence. So probably under 11, I would guess.
All right, I've got 10.
Then I'll get... well, actually, you need to get under 13 because you've already won him over, so...
Yep. Sound. And I would have given him some chocolate hobnobs.
Hey! Yeah, yeah, he's happy as Larry is. Happy as Larry.
Chocolate hobnobs, do it every time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what time are you starting to stake the place out from?
So, they were coming round about 6-ish, weren't they? So, yeah. About 5. Just to give us some extra leeway.
I take it you've got no problems keeping your invisibility up for all that time, no?
I've got a recovery of... 10, and it cost me 5, so...
Yeah, so no problem at all, is it? Can you just roll me a stealth as well, though, please?
Yep, I can.
You get a bonus to it, because I'm going to assume, as an experienced operative, you'll position yourself somewhere where people won't just bump into you, but
correct.
You never know.
And but if I see someone coming, walking towards me, I'll just walk out of the way.
Yeah.
I made my... stealth by 4.
Yeah, so yeah, you're fine. Yeah, a couple of times people get close, but yeah, you just do what you normally do and just shift a bit.
Yeah.
Just put force field on.
Don't have a force field.
Alright.
I have armour. But it's not on. When I'm using my invisibility, it's all I can do.
As you wait, you know, it's tedious, but you're used to staking things out in hours. Nothing to you guys. Jim, I presume you actually managed to, you know, you sit, have a coffee or a tea or whatever, and, you know, it's all right for you, not quite so boring.
I'll get the racing post.
cut some holes out of it. High holes out of it. And yeah, as you sit there, people, you know, pass through, and you know, subconsciously, you know, you're pushing people away from yourself anyway. So yeah, people give you a wide berth, don't tend to, you know, they even pay you a second look. And yeah, just for you and for the listeners as well, I guess, unless it's a person of note. You know, this idea that, you know, you use your mental powers to keep people at arm's length, to maybe take the easy option of, you know, if so, you know, people opening doors for you and all that. Like, you've just gone to your table with your drink and your cake, which you haven't paid for. You just gave them to you without even thinking about payment. For that sort of scenario, I'm not going to make you roll it. We're just going to assume that, you know, you have mental abilities, and unless these people are something special or in a moment of stress, then I don't think there's any need
to
see if they resist your abilities. So, yeah, people give you a wide berth, and you have as many refills as you want.
So. Excellent.
Can you both roll me a perception, please?
Ooh, no.
Made it by 3.
So, it's getting towards 6. He's starting to, you know, the adrenaline's starting to ramp up a little bit. Fathak, you know, obviously you've been stood in here for a while, you know, you're watching for an individual, but you can't help but people watch for, you know, after a while, there's just nothing else to do. And yeah, the turnaround of people in here is pretty pretty constant. You know, some people are in here 15, 20 minutes or whatever. Sit down with a book, you know, get up, off they go. Something stands out to you after a while, you know, with your various observational skills. You realise that in this constant turnaround of people, there is... how much did you make it by?
3.
There's a girl sat in here. She's obviously got dyed black hair. You know, it's that jet black. what looks like to be, so you're not a local, are you? So looks like to be a uniform of some sort of poshest school. You see, she's got hockey stick. Hockey's not the right word, not the one I was looking for, but. And she seems to have been in here, you know, longer than the average person. Okay. It just seems a bit unusual. You made it by three. You also suspect, you see, I mean, she's obviously a bit of an emo. You know, she's got sort of this dyed black hair. She's got, like, you know, quite pale heavy, face. Dark, you know, dark makeup on. And, you've been watching her out of idle curiosity, you know, because of the time she's been in here. You're not sure she's as young as she appears to be.
Okay.
And while you're pondering this, the door opens as it's doing constantly, and two lads come in, maybe, I don't know, 10, 11-ish, maybe secondary school, maybe primary, not sure. They're arsing around like a pair of idiots, you know, and there's other yeah. people in here as well. Obviously playing some fucking sort of game with in between them. Can you just roll me another perception?
Made by three again.
Okay, which draws your attention the most? The kids or the girl?
So, kids are just kids, aren't they?
Yeah, it seems so. I mean...
But it'd probably be the girl if she seems a bit... If something strikes me odd about her, then yes.
Yeah, because you think, well, she's in a uniform, what is she, maybe... Mm-hmm. 18 tops, and you think, I'm not sure she's that young.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So yeah, the kids come in, and they're obviously playing some sort of fucking game of tag. That, you know, you see a few of the people sat around here tusking and,
yeah,
you know, as they barrel through, you know, barrel through the place. The girl is, you see, she's sat opposite what looks to be, like, you know, some sort of businessman. Quite young, though, you know, maybe in his mid-20s. And you notice that, you know, he keeps, you know, his gaze keeps, you know, he's reading his phone or whatever. His gaze keeps flashing up to her. She's, you know, she's pretty attractive. And, you know, she goes to reapply some makeup and drops it, rolls across the floor towards him. And he sort of bends down to pick it up, and she comes over. And, you know, there's a mutual... Yeah, their eyes meet for a moment, and she thanks him and all that sort of stuff. But you notice her slip his wallet out of his back pocket.
Right, okay. So she's a petty crim. Okay, keep my eye on her.
Yeah,
still.
Yeah, and you realise, you know, it all sort of drops into place, you know. She's been making eyes at him for a few minutes. You hadn't twigged that because, you know, you were more focused on she doesn't look quite right.
Yeah,
and you suddenly realise, yeah, she's been making eyes at him all for the last 10 or 15 minutes sat opposite him. It's just orchestrated this so that he would leave himself open so she could pick his pocket.
I'm going to drop my disguise at the moment, my invisibility, so I'll just keep an eye on.
Yeah, that's fine. And yeah, she sits back opposite him, crosses her legs, showing too much thigh, that sort of thing. Yeah, you know, get the gist. Can you roll me another perception, please, Jim? And, well, both of you, actually. Okay. Fafak, the neg on yours.
I'm on it.
So yeah, Jim, you almost miss it, but yeah, one of the buses pulls in. No one gets off immediately. And you're just starting to look away when catching your eye is getting off the bus, you know, getting off the bus is a fairly large bloke. And you realise it must be the bloke you're looking for, because if you remember, his image was pretty grainy.
Mm.
Yeah, you reckon sort of based on, you know, perspective. He's maybe six, he's a big bloke, maybe 6'3", pretty broad-shouldered, you know, heavily built, although... It looks like he, you know, he has quite a large gut on him from, you know, too much alcohol. yeah, dressed in, you know, oxblood Doc Martens up to his mid calves, bleached blue, jeans, bleached, you know, white in places, green bomber jacket, white T-shirt with Skins written across the front, both S's, looking like the SS symbols, red braces, shaved head, big beard. Gets off the bus quite nonchalantly. Looks right, looks left. starts heading over to the waiting room, ambling. And you notice that the crowd around him acts much like the people around you do.
Oh, man.
They just seem to gravitate out of his way without, you know, it just seems to be natural, but people just don't seem to cross his path.
Great.
We didn't get his name, did we? He didn't know.
And yeah, again, the door, waiting room door opens, Balak, and yeah, you see this rather large skinhead walking to the waiting room. The only thing you see that Jim probably couldn't is, yes, tattooed across his neck is, yeah, skin.
What a lovely chap.
Yeah. I'm going to walk over to...
Spelt with a Z.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk over to the waiting room.
So, yeah, Jim, yeah, you get up and start moving across. And, Jeff, I think you watch him as he just, you know, look, casually goes over to the locker, selects the locker that you know that is the one you're interested in, and opens it up. Reaches inside. And he obviously leans forward and has a rummage around, almost like he's expecting to find more in there than he's found. And yeah, he steps back, obviously opens up your sheet of paper, although he's got his back to you at the moment. And then, yeah, his head suddenly snaps round. So behind you.
Yeah, so I'll stay invisible.
Yeah, his head snaps round. He looks around the waiting room. You know, his eyes lingering on most people just for a second, you know, to see if anyone's watching him. And of course, those few people who were looking at his way in curiosity, yeah. His eyes just sort of dart down. And yeah, he looks around, sees no threat, looks back in the locker again.
He looks a bit pissed off.
And he just seems to, yeah, he just sort of pauses there for a second as Jim sort of comes in, or you see Jim sort of hove into view through the waiting room doors. And yeah, you see him scratch the back of his head, his bald head. And then he just slams the locker shut, locks it, and turns around to leave.
I'm gonna turn invisible.
Whereabouts are you turning invisible?
Just there.
So just as you get up, as you, you know, you turn your power on to disappear, you vaguely hear someone in the background go, "But did you see that? And, you know, yeah, it fades into the distance as, you know, it's obviously a couple of commuters talking about, "Just saw some bloke disappear."
Yeah.
And, yeah, so, yeah, you get up to the door. So it's a glass-fronted glass door. Yeah, this is what you should sort of.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Jim, you can clearly see the bloke at the lockers just slamming it closed to come out again.
So I think he's got some kind of mind powers as well.
As you're sort of there thinking, what am I going to do? What's the next course of action?
So, I mean, I'm going to...
Those two lads who are playing tag or whatever, push out of the place. They just flow round you naturally, Jim, without realising you're there.
Yeah, I'm going to walk to the other end of the toilet block. Give this man plenty of room.
Okay.
See if he is he going to go back to get on a bus or?
So yeah, you give him a bit of space. Yeah, he wanders over to the cafe. Starts to pull his wallet out to buy a drink. Obviously, and you see him sort of shrug his shoulders. He puts it back in again. Reaches inside his jacket. Just roll me perception.
Yeah, made it by 4.
Yeah, you see, pulls out quite a thick brown envelope, reaches inside it, pulls out a note, pays for his drink, puts it back in his pocket.
Ah. Oh, money.
And then...
Right, okay. So he's... waiting for a bus. Okie dokie. So I'm going to go, yeah, like I say, follow him. If he stood there waiting, I'm going to, like, stealthily get behind him.
Can you just, one of you roll me 3d6, I don't mind which one.
Go on, Paul, you do it.
8.
So yeah, you start stealthing up behind him as that schoolgirl drops him behind him in the queue.
Oh, what I was going to do was tap him on the shoulder and go, look behind you.
There's a young woman behind him.
Yeah.
And you see, yeah, she ferrets around in her pockets for a minute and pulls out a cigarette. And you see she, like, taps him on the shoulder. And, well, how close are you? Because depending on how close you are, I'll need a stealth, obviously, because you're not silent, are you? Or are you? You're just invisible, aren't you?
Well, it's to hearing.
Oh, right, okay, yeah, yeah. So you are silent. Sorry.
Yeah. I am, like I say, I am off the radar. I am null.
So you hear her, she says, and obviously, you know, this is indoors in the UK, so you're not really meant to smoke. But, you know, you notice a few of the commuters are smoking because the front of the bays are open, you know, to the outdoors. And yeah, she just asks him for a light, you know.
And then, I'm watching her hands.
Yeah, she asks him for a light and then, asks him nothing, you know, we're both on the same bus, where are you getting off? Yeah, blah, blah, blah. sometimes it's, you know. I don't mind it, because we're September, you know, it's all right now, but, you know, as soon as it starts to get dark at night, you know, I could do with a big strong bloke like you, like, after me. All that.
Yeah.
You can see where this
is
going.
The flannel.
Yeah. And he seems, you know, he doesn't seem impervious, he doesn't seem quite as flattered maybe as the young businessman did, but...
Trying to get him to lower his guard.
Oh yeah, his guard's down. He's got no idea that you're there. Or yeah, he's just chatting to this girl. Yeah. And yeah, after about 5 minutes, the bus driver comes back from relieving himself or whatever, and hops on the bus and opens the doors for everyone.
Right.
Can you just roll me another 3d6? Whoever it was who rolled it last time.
11.
So yeah, she's chatting to him, and she's being a bit touchy-feely, which he's obviously getting a bit uncomfortable with. And then the bus doors open, and, you know, he obviously goes to get on the bus, and she's, oh, I've just got to ask him to wait, I've just got to go to the toilet. And then he suddenly goes, what the? And slaps her hand away as she tries to, you know, reach inside his jacket and take the envelope that she's obviously spotted as well. And she just turns and bolts.
Has she got anything in her hands?
No, he caught her before she... she's good, but she's not... He did well. She just turns and bolts. He goes, yeah, you will run, you bitch! And then she just turns around and gets on the bus.
Right. Get on the bus, follow him.
Okay.
Stealthily. And I will as well.
Well, yeah, he's... Yeah. But you're not invisible to sound. Are you invisible to sound as well? Hearing?
Yeah.
Obviously, both.
And mind.
Nice. Fuck it, hell. Super stealthy boys.
Yeah.
If you've taken stealth, get those points back.
Oh, yeah. Don't need it, do I?
No, who knows?
No.
There might be times when you can't use your abilities, might there?
It's all the knowledge about stealth as well as... being able to make yourself unheard,
so, hey,
unseen.
You slide onto the bus and I suppose Fathak, you have to assume that Jim is getting on.
And he has to assume that I am, but...
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But if he don't, he don't.
But yeah, the bus pulls out and...
I'm going to sit next to him.
Okay.
Because I'm invisible to touch as well. It's almost like being ethereal.
Well, it is very much like Big Theory, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you sit next to him. And yeah, after about 25 minutes, you know, the bus wends its way through the streets and into one of the poorer areas, probably, of the town. And yeah, he gets up to, you know, because he's getting ready to get up. You're invisible to touch. I need to check that. I don't think it literally does make you ethereal. It means just...
I think it's just, you know, if someone... It's a bit like what Jim tries to do. If someone bumps into you, they just think, oh, yeah, it's nothing.
But yeah, I don't think we need to worry about it too much. Yeah, because yeah. You can always, you know, it's obvious he's getting off. You can always slide out of the seat to let him out. And yeah, he gets off the bus. I presume you're following him.
Mm-hmm.
He walks for maybe 5-10 minutes. Finally, you know, arrives at what looks to be, you know, sort of a block of shops, you know, a dry cleaner's, a corner shop, a
chicken bar.
Goes to one of the side doors that presumably leads to, you know, the sort of
flats above them. Again, follow him.
And just roll me a stealth on this one, though, please. Because, okay. Yeah, you can slide through the door behind him, but you might notice if you have to...
Made it by 6.
he just slams the door open. Which hovers open for a second before the little pulley thing at the top, you know, closes it. Jim, if you're slipping in as well, can you make me a stealth?
Stealth? I've got shadowing as well. Ooh, 14.
Stealth would be better.
Failed it by 2.
You presumably give it a second because you think, you're hoping Fathak is here.
Mm.
So you give him a second to go first, because, you know, he's normally the one who goes at the front if there might be any fisticuffs.
Oh, definitely not. No.
As you sidle in, you're just a little bit too slow, and it'll just clips you on the shoulder as you go through. Yeah, it knocks you, but... And the chap doesn't seem to notice, but... Yeah, he stomps upstairs into, you know, the little flat that's above the shops.
Hmm. Is he on his own?
So as you follow him through the door to the flat at the top, again, I need stealths.
Failed it by 2.
No, I made it by 2 this time.